Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro. This week, I am looking at Genesis chapter 1. I'll be looking at the first several chapters of Genesis. This is known in the Bible as the Book of the Law, which kind of scares us off from it. We kind of think, oh, law is bad. But according to the Bible, law could also be translated instruction. It is good. It is God's blessing to us. It is meant to guide us. And I think we're already beginning to see that in Genesis 1, that this is a loving God who wants to tell us what we need so that we can have a prosperous and successful life, as he tells Joshua in the opening chapter of Joshua, to always study this book of the law and keep it on your lips. Always meditate on it day and night. And so in Genesis 1, we see that this is a story. It starts off in the beginning, and it tells us in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And I told you yesterday, stories give us meaning and purpose. They tell us what we should be doing. They tell us what situation we're in, and they give us a sense of here's what I should do next. Think about the alternative to Genesis 1:1. And there is an alternative out there, and the alternative is this idea that the universe just happens to be here. It's always been here. It just happens to be here. We don't know why it's here. In fact, we happen to be on a planet that just happened to form a certain way, and life, by chance, randomly formed. There's no purpose behind it. No one intended it. No one had a plan for it. It just happened, and now we're here. And in that kind of system, there is no way that there can be meaning in life. But if in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, now we're talking about something different altogether. Now we're talking about someone had a purpose and plan and chose to create. And that means that there could be a purpose for us. There could be even a good purpose for us. Now, we don't know that for sure at this point. We just know that, hey, there is a God. There was a plan behind the universe. There might be a plan and purpose for us being here. I'm going to talk today a little bit more about what I believe is the ultimate fundamental truth, though. And it's not so much just in Genesis 1:1, although it includes Genesis 1:1, but really in the first three verses of Genesis 1. And then later on, when the Bible talks about God creating mankind, there is a foundational truth you have to know before you can know anything else that matters. And that is this, that God is love. And I believe the concept that God is love is outlined for us right in the first three verses of the Bible. And the fact is that God loves us. And not only is it possible that there is a purpose for us because there is a God who has created the universe, but there is a purpose for us, and it is a good purpose. God created us to love us and for us to love him. Now, let me begin to explain what I'm talking about. Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. But verse 2 says something odd. Verse 2 says, now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. All of a sudden, we're reading about the Spirit of God and what the Spirit of God is doing. There's no kind of lead into this. There's no explanation. It's just we have God in verse 1. We have the Spirit of God in verse 2. Are these two different people? Well, I don't think so. I think as you're reading this, you're going to assume that the Spirit of God is basically God. I mean, there's nothing else is created other than what God has created. So the implication is that this is the Spirit of God, meaning this is in some sense the same being, but in some sense different. And then notice verse 3. Verse 3, it says, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. Now, there's a number of things going on in this verse we might not pick up on. This is kind of a Sunday school story. You know, all the kids' Bibles for little children, the first page, it says something about God speaking and making light. Don't let that simplicity fool you. There is a lot going on in this verse. For one, the name God in Hebrew is Elohim, and im is a plural form in Hebrew, just like we add s to words to make them plural. In Hebrew, you add im to a word to make it plural. So El is translated God in the Bible. Elohim is sometimes translated gods. Here it's translated God, and in fact, most often it is translated God because we know it's referring to the one God of Israel. But it uses a plural marker. Why is that? Well, there are a lot of different theories and explanations as to that. There's no rule in Hebrew grammar that it has to make it plural. Like there are some words in English that end in S that aren't necessarily plural, right? So, like glass, glass, G-L-A-S-S, you can have one glass. It doesn't mean it's plural. Well, in the same way, some words in Hebrew can end in im and not necessarily be plural. How do you know? Well, you look at the verb. Is it a singular verb or is it a plural verb? Well, here in verse 3, it says, and God said, let there be light. And said is a plural, singular verb. We have this in English. We'll say things like, he says versus they say. And so says is a singular verb. They say is a plural verb. It tells us, if the subject is singular or plural. Well, that's what's going on here in the Hebrew. The verb, God said, tells us that God is singular. Even though it's in a plural form, it still has a singular verb, so we know it's one God. But wait a minute. Later on in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, it says, then God said, let us make mankind in our image. So we have a singular verb, said, God, then God said, but then we have a plural form, let us make. This is a plural verb. Who is the us here? Well, the only thing that has been mentioned so far is God and the Spirit of God, but I'm going to add a third. Genesis 1:3, when it says, and God said, there is a third sort of actor at play here. This is the Word of God that is present all the way here in Genesis 1, verse 3. Now you say, how do you get the idea of Word of God? All it says is God said. Well, let me give you some more background on this verse. Genesis 15, for instance, starts off this way. After this, the Word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision. Now, what happens in visions? Do you hear things or do you see things? Well, in a vision, you see things. So in Genesis 15, it says, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision. The word of the Lord is a visual manifestation of the presence of God. And this is the traditional Jewish understanding of these passages. This goes back, it's present in Judaism today. It goes all the way back to Jesus' time, and I'm sure much earlier. That anytime you're reading about the word of the Lord, God doesn't speak in the same sense that we do. He doesn't have vocal folds. He doesn't have a mouth with tongue, with a tongue. Not literally anyway. He might appear in that form at times. But when God is speaking, it is a supernatural, infinite God entering into our physical, limited universe in words, in volume, in speech. And so there's this concept, this idea that there is this Word of God that is present and active in the world. In fact, in translations done in Jesus' day of Genesis 1:3, because not everyone spoke Hebrew, so they have translations of Genesis 1 for the language of that time, which was Aramaic. They translate Genesis 1:3, and the Word of God said. This is the Word of God. So you have in Genesis 1:1, God the Father creating. Genesis 1:2, God the Holy Spirit. Genesis 1:3, the Word of God is saying, let there be light. This is why John begins his gospel in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And John is referring to Jesus, God the Son. Now, why is that? How does that have to do with us having a purpose and with God being love? Well, I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. This is how God is love and how it relates to us. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.